From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama said Thursday he is ending the so-called wet foot, dry foot policy that let any Cuban who sets foot on U.S. soil remain in the United States without a visa. Mr. Obama said in a statement that the 20-year-old policy was designed for what he called a different era. The Republican-led U.S. Senate has taken its first step to scrap President Barack Obama's health care program. Republicans have made repealing the Affordable Care Act, popularly known as Obamacare, one of their top priorities. The Senate voted 51-48 early Thursday to approve rules that allow repeal legislation to go forward with a simple majority and not be subject to a filibuster by Democrats. The House of Representatives, where Republicans also have a majority, is expected to vote on the resolution Friday. Senior U.S. officials said Thursday that the Obama administration is set to lift some financial sanctions against Sudan. The White House is expected to make the announcement Friday. The easing of sanctions is in response to positive actions by the Sudanese government in fighting terrorism, reducing conflict, denying safe haven to South Sudanese rebels, and improving humanitarian access to people in need. A Kremlin spokesman expressed concern Thursday about the arrival of U.S. soldiers and tanks in Poland. He said the arrival of U.S. forces is a threat to Russian security. The first contingent of U.S. soldiers arrived in Poland from Germany Thursday. Eventually, the U.S. plans to station more than 3,000 soldiers in Poland. This is VOA News.